just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
There are two methods to acquire spiritual powers. One is willpower, and another is imagination. You think, you imagine, and feel it deeply that you are powerful, and automatically your imagination would become a reality. By and by, the thought would sink deep down into the subconscious bed. The law of resonance, the law of vibrations, the law of attraction would work. And the thing and the thought can become thing. The unreal becomes the real. If the imagination is deep, the second is willpower. If you decide to become powerful, you can become powerful. It all depends upon your will. How resolutely you persist with the desire. But there is a problem with both the methods. they both can inflate your ego. That's why they say that the power corrupts. The moment somebody gets powerful, that power leads to ego. Ego trip. And then the fall starts. And in the path of spirituality, the more you progress, the more you go ahead, spiritual powers would come to you automatically. You don't have to strive for them. But the most important thing is to ignore them. Because if you get attached to those powers themselves will become an obstacle in your spiritual progress. That's why let the powers come. Mind powers like telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, mind reading, psychic powers. After all, they belong to the realm of mind. And spirituality is to go beyond, to transcend the mind. This transcendence is spiritual life. If you remain caught up at the level of mind or even body, somebody is sick, you are sick, you keep on thinking that you are healthy, you will become healthy. But then that can induce a sense of ego, that I cured myself with the power of my own thought, or I cured somebody with my spiritual healing energy. Let the powers come, but the powers should remain behind you. You can don't use them. The desire to use them induces a sense of egoism. You don't need spiritual powers except to amaze the world, to attract the world. If it is needed, if they are needed, they will work on their own. You don't have to use them the way that will lead to show off. A spiritual person is always full of spiritual powers. But they are subtle powers and gross powers. So journey is from gross powers to subtle powers. The subtle powers are needed and you should use them. But gross powers, miracles, siddhis, psychic powers, you make a public demonstration that you can bend a spoon with your mind power, that can induce a sense of ego. But subtle spiritual powers, of course, they are needed and you should use them. But the beauty is that you need not to use them. They come to your help on their own accord. You don't have to even purposefully use them. The life of a spiritual man is such that he is using the spiritual powers and yet he is unaware of them. But there is a great danger in gross powers. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell a story of a man who acquired great siddhis with his spiritual powers, with his spiritual sadhana. One day God thought to test him, and God disguised himself as a Brahmin and came to this man of great psychic power. The Lord said, I heard that you have got a lot of siddhis. The man welcomed the Lord, gave him a seat to sit, and said, "Yes." And the Lord, disguised as a Brahmin, said, "Can you see the elephant who is passing by?" The man said, "Yes." "Can you kill him with your powers?" The man said, "Why not? I can do it in a jiffy." And he took some dust, muttered some mantra, and threw on the elephant, and the elephant died, dropped dead. The Lord said, "Wow, you are a great man. Now can you make him alive?" The man said, "Why not?" He again took some dust, muttered some mantra, and sprinkled the dust on the elephant, and the elephant came back to life. The Lord, disguised as a Brahmin, said, "Great. You can kill an elephant and you can make it spring back to life. But how this is going to help you to realize God?" And saying this much, the Brahmin disappeared. They make you get ensnared, trapped only in the mind. You do not go beyond mind. So they belong to the field of mind, intellect. Spirituality is to go beyond the mind. And the moment you transcend the mind, further spiritual, subtle powers come to you. And the desire to show them, the desire to showcase, the desire to exhibit those powers goes away. That's why a spiritual person is a silent person, but intrinsically filled with divine, subtle, great powers. He will not perform any miracle, but his life itself is a miracle. There was a great master, Rinzai, the Zen master. Once his disciple and the disciple of yet another master had a discussion. The disciple of the another master said, "My master is full of miracles. He can perform so many miracles. I have seen them with my naked eyes. He is such a great man. What about your master?" The disciple of Rinzai says, "My master is also a man of miracle. And the greatest miracle he does is, he doesn't perform any miracle. He doesn't perform any miracle. So very desire to acquire fame, the very desire for acknowledgement, the very desire for recognition has disappeared. This is the Avyakta message of 12th August 2009. Last three messages were relating to Kumars. This is also relating to Kumar. So, the trans messenger is taking messages to the subtle world. Aaj bab dada ke paas vishesh aap sab kumaron ki yaad pyar lete hue pahunchi. To bab dada samne khade the aur meethi drishti dete, muskurate, milan mana rahe the. Jaise hi sammukh pahunchi, तो बाप दादा ने अपने अमूल्य बाहों में संभाली और बाबा बोले, "बच्ची, अब समय अनुसार हर एक बच्चे को ऐसा रूहानी शक्तियों का चुंबक बनना है जो कमजोर आत्माएं आपकी रूहानी शक्ति से बाप के आगे आ सके, क्योंकि दिन प्रतिदिन आत्माएं अनेक परेशानियों में निर्बल बन चुकी है। तो ऐसे बेसहारे वालों को सहारा आप बच्चे दो। सुबह इज इमर्जिंग ऑल द कुमार्स, द वर्ल्डली सोल्स हैव बिकम पावरलेस, वीक, beset with difficulties, predicaments, sorrows, sufferings, misery, anguish, pain, frustration, guilt consciousness. They are searching for the support. You become their support. They are weak. रूहानी शक्तियों का चुंबक, बिकम द मैग्नेट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल पावर्स, मैग्नेट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल पावर्स। सो एज वी सेड, देर आर टू मेथड्स, इमेजिनेशन एंड विल, बोथ हैव गॉट पॉजिटिव एंड नेगेटिव इफेक्ट्स, बट if both methods can be utilized in the positive manner, the result will be your own spiritual growth and benefaction of the world. The first method is imagination, visualization. You feel that you are powerful. You repeat, you reaffirm, I am powerful, confident. The soul is powerful, the body is powerful. The mind is powerful. Body is just an extension of the mind. And mind is just an extension of the soul. What is in the soul comes in the mind. What is in the mind comes in the body. What we do with the body comes with the mind, comes in the mind, and what we do in the mind comes in the soul. So, mind, body and soul, they are one unit. Just as mind influences the body, so also body influences the mind. We have done a lot of work on the mind, man, mana, bhava, but there is also work to be done at the level of body, because when you work at the level of body, that also influences the mind. So everything is one. This segregation leads to confusion. So work at the level of body, also at the level of mind. When you do aggressive exercise, physical exercise, your mind goes to yet another level, full of energy. When the energy is flowing in the body, automatically energy flows in the mind. When you do something with the body, you sing, you dance, you exercise, you walk, you run, something happens, some inner chemistry happens. When you fast, the inner chemistry changes, the thoughts change, emotions, they come under control gradually. It is the food that influences the emotion. So work at the level of imagination, visualization. Think and feel that yes, the power is in me. The second is willpower. You decide to become powerful, you become powerful. Nothing can stop you. You become unstoppable. You try every method and there is a strong will to achieve, to do something, to aspire for the highest, to reach the summit, to reach the zenith, the desire to climb, the desire to reach at the top, That desire will make you powerful. What is the difference between a winner and a loser? A winner is full of willpower. A winner is full of confidence. While a loser lacks confidence, he is diffident. So if used positively, they can take you further ahead. And you become a reservoir of powers. Things don't affect you now. Even in the face of most incongenial situations, even in the face of most unfavorable circumstance, you remain unflappable, undisturbed. That is the mark of a spiritual person with spiritual power. You become like the ripple-less lake, the limpid lake. And only such a lake can reflect the moon in all its perfection. But there is also a problem in both these methods. If used negatively, they will also manifest. If you desire to destroy somebody, even that can be done. If you desire to become sick, even that can be done. You keep on chanting the mantra that I am sick. My body is weak. I can't even move. I can't walk. And the thought will become thing. And the imagination would become reality. And the formless will take shape. A football team won a match and post victory there was celebration. The whole night the celebration went on. They were cheering, drinks, dances and so on. The next morning one of the team members was in the hospital with multiple bandages and fractures. His friend came to see him. And the person on the bed asked, "What has happened? We were enjoying last night. How come I am in the hospital now?" His friend said, "During the party, while celebrating, you drank almost 20 glasses of wine. So, what happened then? Then you went to the window and you said you will fly in the sky and you will climb the roof of the hotel. And this is how you came here in the hospital." But the man in the bed said, "But why you did not stop me when you knew this?" His friend said, During that time, I thought you can do it. Because he was also drunk. So almost everybody is drunk, unconscious. And in that stage of illusion, the imagination runs amok. Like a maddened elephant, like a frenzied elephant, the imagination runs wild. And it can lead to destruction also. So imagination is a double-edged sword. You can use it positively, you can use it negatively. You must have heard about such terms as dark arts, dark magic, black energy. Energy is one. But then, in the earlier time it was used positively, to cure, to heal, to help, to progress ahead. But then gradually the corruption started from the Copper Age. People started using energies, playing with energies in negative manner. Tantra, mantra, black arts, dark art. They are known as Shakti Sadhana. Occult powers, psychic power, occultists. They try to become more powerful, to overpower somebody, to subdue somebody, to kill an enemy. with mind power. So imagination is a double-edged sword. Use it positively, creatively, for the benefit of the world. It can lead to self-sabotage. It can lead to destruction as well. So also willpower, the will to progress, the will to move ahead, the will to overcome all the deficiencies, all the imperfections, all the flaws. Today's Baba talked about flaw in Murli. You should become flawless and never fail. Use willpower for this reason. Do not use willpower to destroy somebody. The moment you use willpower for somebody's destruction, as per the law of action and reaction, the same thing will come to you. As is shown in the story of Prahlad, Holika, she has a power. She had the blessing, the benediction of not getting touched or killed by fire. But she utilized her power in killing a small child. So the aftermath was that she herself got killed. So if you have spiritual power, if you have any spiritual power, don't use them. They will come to you as sucker, use your help on their own at the opportune time. You don't have to do anything. If you use them purposefully, probably you might get egoistic and the ego would lead to the downfall. So best is keep them as they are because they belong to the realm of the mind. We have to transcend the mind and reach the realm of the spirit. And once you reach that level, automatically powers gets attracted. Powers come to you, you don't call them. They are always at your beck and call. You don't have to keep on remembering, now let me invoke power to tolerate. Whenever the situation arises, it will come on its own accord. You don't have to do anything. The powers would be after you, behind you. You don't have to do anything. And that's a spiritual life. So be the magnet of spiritual powers. Om Shanti.